This is Justin Costanza, candidate for County Commission. I'm proud to have been raised right here in Montgomery, attending Montgomery Catholic, and now serving as its school president. I understand the values and needs of our community like no one else. Vote Justin Costanza, District 3 County Commissioner. Working hard to serve our community and improve the lives of its residents is not new to me. Join me and vote March 5th to put faith, service, and leadership into office. Don't forget to cast your vote for Justin Costanza in the Republican primary on March 5th. Paid for by the Justin Costanza Campaign, P.O. Box 3961, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases, giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote Conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want
to
move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Everyone that eats three meals a day is participating in agriculture, whether they know it or not. I'm Chef Morris. I've been farming all my life. Caroline Dobson cares about farmers like us. We need somebody in Washington that understands us and understands what's happening and why it's happening. Caroline Dobson is the best candidate in this race. Caroline's tough. She's a fighter. The Biden administration is not about rural America. The labor costs and fuel costs are just strangling small business. Joe Biden is out of touch. The farmer didn't vote for him, and he doesn't care about him. We need people like Caroline in Washington, D.C., to give people confidence to move forward. Caroline Dobson is a fifth-generation farmer. She's got grit, she's got country values, and she's got what it takes. Nobody's going to dig their heels in and fight for us like Caroline Dobson.
On March 5th, vote for FarmPAC-endorsed Caroline Dobson for Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dobson for Congress.
You're tuned into the only show that still uses 8-track tape.
And I'm going to prove it in 2 minutes.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Jesse Lynn, what's next at 4?
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Alabama Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos created during fertility treatments should be considered children under state law. Justices issued that ruling today, saying an 1872 state law allowing parents to sue over the death of a minor child applies to all unborn children, regardless of their location. United Airlines says a flight heading from San Francisco to Boston had to be diverted. That's after the plane suffered damage to one of its wings. The United States vetoing an Arab-backed UN resolution. It demanded a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip. The Dow was down 64 points today. The Nasdaq lost 144. The S&P 500 dropping 30 points. This is SRN News.
Are you tired of the ups and downs of the stock market? Are you sick of logging into your brokerage account only to find out that you've lost hundreds or thousands of dollars in a single day? At MarketBeat, we know that constantly moving in and out of stocks hoping to get lucky is a loser's game. Buying hot stocks after they've already shot up in value is a recipe for disaster. It's time to stop playing the loser's game and invest in stocks that have shown they can stand the test of time. MarketBeat has prepared a free report titled 7 Stocks to Buy and Hold Forever, and we would like to text it to you for free. Text the word PROFIT to 68285. The companies in this report might appear to be nothing special at first glance, but these companies print billions of dollars of cash each year in profit. If you would like to receive our free report of 7 Stocks to Buy and Hold Forever, simply text PROFIT to 68285 and we'll text you this report instantly. Text PROFIT to 68285 and we'll send you this free report right now. Text the word PROFIT to 68285.
Standard message and data rates may apply. Please consult with your investment or tax professional.
Pop in the A-Track. This is just so awesome. I told you I'd play a little bit of this. Rod Stewart. Stay with us. Oh, I would love to let the whole 4 minutes go and rock you on the way home. It's Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB, Greg Budell with Rosie Brock, and our, well, it's Tuesday, but our Monday sidekick on this Tuesday, David Blackman, blogger extraordinaire, energy expert, and other skills that he's too modest to share with us, but we'll pry
on
one of these days. Yes.
You bet, man.
I mean, those are the rumors. So, I just saw a thing on Fox. How crazy is this? Biden may issue an executive order to stop the border crisis he created. This is what the Democrats do. They let all hell break loose, and then let's do something about this. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and he'll put the expiration date of the executive order the day after Election Day in November.
Yeah.
It's just...
So that would be the perfect definitive action to be taken by this despicable president and his administration, because literally every action they take is based strictly on a political calculation and nothing else. And so, yeah, I mean, that would be actually a very predictable thing for them to do when you really think about it.
I mean, what have they done right? Can anybody name something they did that worked out well, that didn't produce catastrophic results, additional billions and trillions in debt? It's so wrong-headed. I mean, their priority is people that aren't even citizens. They have totally destroyed the value of citizenship in this country. And
yeah, they've destroyed the predictability of the rule of law. They have set the Middle East on fire.
Yeah.
Oh my God, peace was breaking out all over the Middle East during 2018 through 2020.
Right.
And now it's as unstable as it has ever been in its history right now. And the war in Ukraine, refusing to let Zelensky enter into the ceasefire settlement of that conflict 2 weeks into it like they did. It's just inexcusable. It's despicable, inhuman, what we've done in Ukraine.
Inhuman is a great word to describe a lot of what goes on with this group. I'll tell you, but that's the Democratic way. Hey, let's cause a problem, and then we'll come along and fix it.
Right, we'll cause a problem, then we'll fix the problem, we'll run on it as a campaign issue.
And sadly, in our idiocracy that we explore with you, David Blackman, every week... Yeah. There's plenty of people. Wow, that right. Trump, he finally did something about that border crisis.
Right. Totally I mean, foolish. That's like my rule number 5 about Democrats is they absolutely depend on you being stupid and ignorant.
Yeah.
They bet on it. They literally set their bets on it politically.
Babylon Bee had a headline to the effect of Democrats worry that Biden may be too old to continue destruction of our country.
Yeah, until he completes it, yeah.
They're so spot on. Speaking of Democrats, there's one name in particular that demands attention. Hillary Clinton.
Oh, my God.
I know. And they make the most outrageous lies about Trump because they know they can get away with it. You know, the fraction.
The more outrageous the lie, the better, actually.
Exactly. Yeah. Isn't that the, isn't that the Alinsky way? You know,
That's the Saul Alinsky principle. You know, the more outrageous the lie, the more believable it will become.
Yet everything we believe is a conspiracy theory. Then it turns out to
be
right.
True. Yeah.
So she's running around. I don't know who's listening, but obviously enough to make the media, that Trump will take us out of NATO, when in fact, what did Trump do? He said, hey, it's a nice little club you got here. Everybody pays dues. Where are your dues?
And NATO, as of 2020, was stronger than it had ever been. In terms of it being an alliance that's well-funded, properly funded, there was very little conflict within the organization, you know, and all these countries that have been freeloaders forever during their memberships of it, and, you know, had to pay up 2% of their budget to pay into NATO. And that's what Trump did. You know, I mean, Trump didn't threaten to take the United States out of NATO. He bullied those countries into paying up what they owed. And he wouldn't take the United States out of NATO if he's reelected. I mean, that's not part of his agenda. It never has been. It's not even a thought process that he has.
They just keep making this stuff up. Yeah. And then the media eagerly regurgitates it. And those who, you know, the whole idea, the level of hatred for Donald Trump is not based on his performance as president. It's personal.
Yeah. It's, yeah. And Democrats projecting their own bad doings and plans, their own plans to do to us onto him, right?
Right.
Because the way they distract from the terrible things they're doing to us is to accuse Trump of being guilty of doing them. It's called projection. It's their favorite tactic.
Exactly.
It has been forever, for 50 years.
Every time they point a finger, there's three fingers pointing right back at them.
Yeah, yeah.
I learned that.
You know, in NATO, before we go off that NATO topic,
sure,
there was a great chart I saw the other day that shows, here we are again. Now, we're in the fourth year of this Democratic administration. And again, two-thirds of NATO's members, once again, are not paying their required share of the costs of NATO.
Let me express my surprise through sound effect here.
Oh, yeah. What a surprise!
Right, and so, you know, the United States, well, who's making up the difference? The United States. Well, we're $35 trillion in debt. So how are we doing it? We're printing money to make up the difference in the budget, just like we do with the United Nations, by the way. I read that story about Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is my God. How can we just, you know, make her disappear? Just buy her an island. Why don't we deed Epstein Island to Hillary Clinton? But the requirement being that she has to go live there and shut up.
Yeah.
And leave us alone.
Sounds like the ultimate lend-lease action.
Yeah. I mean, other than her, who has been a more destructive public figure in the United States than Hillary Clinton? Maybe Barack Obama.
Well.
But you'd have, other than that, you'd have a hard time thinking of anyone who has been a more destructive figure in the history of our society than Hillary Clinton, and which of course is why she's such a star and so beloved in the Democratic Party.
Oh my God! We used to. It would come across as juvenile, so I'll spare everybody this little metaphor that we used to have. to describing an unctuous woman like Hillary Clinton. It was the beer test, and how many would you have to drink before you got your beer goggles on? I don't know that there's a quantity there.
Hey, I just thought of someone else who would also qualify.
Sure.
That's almost as destructive as Hillary Clinton, is that chubby lady that stars in the, what's the drug? The Jardiance ad.
Oh.
You know, the lady dancing in the street. I would put her, I'd rank her right up there with Hillary.
The medical commercials are a joke. Everybody's smiling. They're always at some nice art festival. And
yeah.
Look at me. No, I can dribble a basketball game. That giant scab on my shoulder is healed. Whatever it is they're selling is like, oh, God. People who no longer fear me when I show up in public with a shirt off. And I noticed that a lot of the people are chubby. There's one, I think it's a skin medicine, where this chunky guy is so happy about his healed skin from whatever that Prevagen or something.
Is it psoriasis? Or
it might
not
be.
Not psoriasis. It's,
eczema.
They've done a second Jardiance ad now with another chubby lady who's dancing and singing in an office now instead of out on the street.
Oh, so. In an office.
Same songs, though. Same song, and I think the same,
think it's the same voice. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've
yeah.
caught them. We have trapped them. We now have information to use against them. Biden is slashing deportations. Meanwhile, right next to that, there's a video of the migrants beating the crap out of each other and a cop. Several officers, actually. At least the officers in that situation pushed back.
Yeah.
How much are they expected to take? Oh, and that's another thing. Adams, to get the money to pay for all these migrants, wants to cut 5,000 police off the force.
Of course, yeah. I mean, he's a Democrat. But see, that's always what they do. They're going to. So this is how a Democrat a mayor works. Okay, if you're in a Democratic city, you have a budget shortfall, a budget need for some special extraordinary expense. Because what they want to do is raise your taxes to pay for it. But because that's politically unsavory. So what they will always do is cut in the most painful way possible.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's either going to come out of the police, it's going to come out of paving roads, or it's going to come out of the fire department. Because those are the most painful things, and those are, of course, the core functions of a city government.
Right.
Okay? They'll never cut funds for building some statue to some, you know, transgender Russian poet to put out in front of a museum somewhere. They'll never cut that. They're going to cut police officers, and they're going to cut your firefighter services, or they're going to stop paving your roads to pay for this stuff. That's how Democrats always work in city government. And you can, I mean, if you ever find an exception to that rule, please write to me and let me know about it, and I promise I'll put it in my blog.
Give us that address, David, that email.
DavidBlackman.substack.com for politics.
David, we have to take the next break here. We got traffic and Rich's forecast coming up. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about one of our all-time favorite politicians, Joe Manchin Weenie.
Oh, my favorite, yes. Yeah. My hero.
Doofus. He's like that guy in high school who was good at football and dumber than a box of hammers, but always had the smile, and the girls liked him.
He was good at football, but always choked in the fourth quarter.
There you go. There you go, man. We'll be back with David in just a minute. I want to thank Don Duncan, All American Auto and Tire, for once again, 10 round trips to New Orleans, never a problem. Gas mileage, fill up the tank. I can drive all the way there, all the way back, and have 100 miles of range left over. This is an SUV, my Rogue. It's a fuel efficient vehicle, but still, when they take care of it and tune it, maximum efficiency. And I appreciate that, and that's what Don Duncan can do for you. When you partner up with them for all your car service needs, you have a little peace of mind going on, knowing that they have run the diagnostics, checked the brakes. In fact, Mrs. Ritterbuttle is on a trip right now, and she needed new brakes, so we had that done on Saturday. So, and you can depend on them for reliable diagnostics. A two-person rolling inspection on tires, and they sell wholesale price tires at all three locations, including Mount Duncan in Millbrook, That's the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Let's see how all cars are moving at 420.
Still very busy everywhere around Montgomery, including I-85 northbound from East Boulevard all the way out past Bell to Taylor. The Heartburn Highway is very busy. That's Taylor Road this afternoon. And we got a lot of cars on the boulevard, east and east-south, especially at I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Light to moderate traffic. No other problems that we're aware of at the moment. Prattville, Billbrook, Wetumpka giving us all clears. Caterpillar's the name when it comes to heavy equipment to get the job done. Thompson Tractor's been serving Alabama and Northwest Florida for over 60 years. For serious work, Thompson Cat is ready. Highway 80 off I-85. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on the Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th, for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, you have a big event coming up.
February is the biggest month we've had in years because this is our 30th anniversary, and it will be February the 24th from 9 until 6.
Anything special going to happen that day?
There will be surprises, giveaways. You can use gift certificates on that beautiful mahogany furniture that we've got, and we've got gorgeous mahogany. Some of it is signed pieces, as a matter of fact. We've got the Tiffany-style lamps. We've got chests and beds and tables and chairs, and it's just so much. I can't really get across to you how much we've got.
All right, the date and hours for your big anniversary sale?
February 24th, 9 until 6.
And give us those regular hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 to 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
The Harriet Two River Boat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet Two now at funinmontgomery.com.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Make this the year of unbelievable comfort for you and your family with LeQuire's annual preseason sale. Save 25% off a new Carrier AC system. Plus, receive a free one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Save big on a high-efficiency Carrier AC and heating system from LeQuire. Turn to the experts at acbyleqwire.com for this and other exclusive offers.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
License number 84417.
Proud of your Jeep? Then show it off at the second annual Pusa Jeep Fest for a share of over $50,000 in prizes and a trip to Aruba. Tackle our obstacle course and take part in Show and Shine, Light Up the Night, and Turn It Up competitions. March 28th through the 30th at Wind Creek, Montgomery. New this year, sign up for the pizza eating contest. And don't miss the chance to get a photo of your Jeep taken with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot. Register now at windcreekmontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest is not sponsored or affiliated with FCA US LLC.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. All in all, great weather news for this week's weather. Even the nights are starting to moderate. Clear skies, not quite as cold. Overnight, low temperature down to about 37. Tomorrow, the warming trend continues with a high temperature in the lower 70s for Wednesday, middle 70s for Thursday, lots of sunshine, and the risk of showers holding off, I think, till Thursday night, maybe into Friday morning early. and really not much rain, and then dry weather returning for the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Rev things up in 2024 with Kubota and Capital Tractor. From the number one rated compact tractor to the number one selling compact excavator and more, we're powering Alabama. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hurrah!
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, how to dial a rotary phone landline. A Gen Z guide to retro communication. First, make sure your rotary phone is plugged into the wall. Next, pick up the barbell-looking thingy with the squiggly cord attached. It's called a handset. Hold it up to your ear and listen for a dial tone. Next, have the phone number you want to call ready. With your other hand, place your finger into the first corresponding number. Go clockwise to the stop and release. Repeat until you've completed the phone number. No more dropped calls, but also no more texting. Get your rotary phone today at the Landline Store. It's not online. It's only available at a place called the Mall.
Gen Z and a rotary phone. How about that? That's a, what do you call that?
A deadly combination!
You're right, Fire Marshal Bill. It's 427 on News Talk 93.1 FM as we explore the idiocracy with our blogger buddy David Blackman. And next up on the hit parade today, Joe Manchin-Weenie. I'll tell you why I call him that. I used to have a dog named Hershey. I had him for 16 years. He was just a wonderful dog. And, you know, how nicknames evolve with dogs. Because he was tiny. He was like 10 pounds. But he saw himself as much larger. Yeah. So he became my little man. Then he became my little monster. And it just went on. It became Manchin-Weenie. In fact, I had a whole thing.
Yeah.
He's my little Manchin-Weenie, my little hench. My monster. Whoop for the hench. I'm the only person with the guts to be that silly on the radio over a pet. Everybody does it, but nobody does it out loud.
Yeah, you wouldn't do it on the radio.
No, never. And so when I see Manchin, that's half of the word right there. And he is a weenie. He's a giant, fat-faced weenie who is not seeking another term. Shockingly, very unpopular in his home state. What did he think was going to happen when he voted for the hilariously named Inflation Reduction Act? So he wants to, he refused to endorse Biden, which I'm surprised he had the guts to do that. And that race in West Virginia, that'll go to a Republican, right? Isn't Jim Justice or somebody?
Yeah, Jim Justice is gonna be the next senator from West Virginia, I'm sure. Manchin's not running, of course. There is a Democrat in the race. I don't know who it is. Don't care.
Yeah.
It's, you know, Trump won that state by like 34% of the vote. It was the most pro-Trump state in the 2020 election. You know, Manchin always survived as a Democrat because he was in the legislature and then governor 20 years ago when the state was still nominally a Democratic state before all the coal miners realized that Barack Obama was, his goal was to put them all out of jobs.
Right.
And suddenly, West Virginia, within a single election cycle, turned from a heavily Democratic state to a heavily Republican state. But Manchin remained kind of a heroic public figure in the state and managed to get elected how many times? Twice to the Senate, to two full terms in the Senate as a Democrat, in spite of that. And but last year, about this time last year, he saw his public approval rating in his home state, that has always revered him, was sitting at 19% and thought, oh, you know, probably I'm not going to get reelected again. And had the wisdom not to try. So
unbelievable. He's making some third-party racket. Who does he think he's going to hurt? Trump? I don't think so.
Yeah. You know, he teamed up with Mitt Romney, and they went around. They did about a three-week tour making public appearances and realize that nobody really cares to vote for either one of them anymore. And so they Manchin announced last week, nah, you know, we're not going to do that. We don't want to be spoilers in the race. You know,
yeah.
The only people they'd spoil is themselves. Who would ever want to vote for a Manchin, Mitt Romney? Can you imagine a more disagreeable, repugnant presidential ticket
than
Manchin, Romney?
By the way, did we see that graphic correctly on Fox News just now? Inflation under President Trump, 2% over his term. Under Biden, 21%, and it's not stopping. The producer price index numbers that came out last week, of course, exceeded expectations. They always predict a number that's optimistic at best, but there was no doubt about it. They were 50% off on Friday, and that's all bad news. That's all Democrats are good for anyway. Bad news.
No, and you know, I mean, inflation has kind of calmed down over the past 6 or 8 months now, which is good. But prices are still going up. You know, the White House always couches it as, you know, inflation's going down. Well, inflation, I mean, the rate of inflation has gone down, but all that means is prices are just going up a little slower than they were. And you're still stuck with the higher prices, and they're getting higher all the time.
And even a slower inflation, I just invented another word.
There you go.
A slower inflation rate is not keeping up with income. Unless people are getting big raises, and we hope you do, but it's got to be bigger than, 4 or 5% now, just to keep your money, your ability to spend at the same level.
Yeah, and you have to remember that the way they calculate that rate of inflation is so rigged to give a lower rate than prices are actually going up. I mean, my God, during the year 2022, I will guarantee you prices at your grocery store rose by 40 to 50% on almost every item in the store in that single year. And yet the rate of inflation they were publishing was 9 to 10%. But I and I've said this many times before, you can go to the grocery store and take a look at a price of a gallon of milk has doubled over the last 3 years. It has.
Yes.
I'm sorry, it has. Price of eggs has doubled over the last, price of your toilet paper has doubled over the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Paper towels, your staples that you have to buy at the grocery store have almost all doubled in price since Joe Biden became president.
And
I don't know how people are coping with it, really.
The most heartening story of all the things we've discussed will be part of our next segment. And just to tease you folks, the New York Times has acknowledged that Trump haters are getting burned out by the Trump hate. So we'll dig into that a little bit. And then, if you're looking for me on Facebook right now, they have banned me for 24 hours because I had the audacity to post a story, a study, that men and women have different brains. This is the world we live in. We'll be back with David in just a moment. Yeah, I know. 4:34. We live in a world now, you know, you think, well, it's a national pharmacy. Where are they going to go? Well, they're going. I mean, there's used to be two at the corner of Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road that are no longer there, but a little further up the street towards Baptist East, you'll find Adams Drugs, the Copperfield store location. There's 12. So wherever you live, within the sound of my voice, there is an Adams Drug store ready to provide you a top-notch pharmaceutical help. People who actually understand, yes, I'm a skilled pharmacist, but I also have great people skills. So when a customer has a question about a new medication, or they're asking about, can I take this with this particular food or dairy, whatever it is, they take the time to talk to you. The pharmaceutical staff at all 12 locations takes the time to save you money on copays. If something comes back and doesn't look right, they will look into coupons or programs that the pharmacy manufacturers have in place to help save you money. They treat you with a sense of appreciation for coming into their store. And the list goes on. It's a place where after a 2-3 visits, you're going to be, they get an effort to know your first name. They welcome you when you walk in the door. They have all your over-the-counter needs and are totally willing to take the time to find you the best remedy for some condition you're dealing with. Real nice gift shops. I mean, heirloom type of decor for each and every special holiday throughout the year. Maybe you're looking for something for St. Patrick's Day, for example. They have incredible selections. All of these things under one roof. One big, friendly roof. To Adams Drugs, who have managed to staff all 12 locations with top-notch human beings, give them a chance the next time your pharmacy either rolls their eyes or doesn't have time or just closes without warning. AdamsDrugs.net for the one nearest you as we revisit Skipper of the Traffic Dungeon. News next.
We have really heavy traffic pouring out of Montgomery now on I-65 northbound, headed up to Prattville. 85 northbound, getting busier around Perry Hill, East Boulevard, Bell, and Taylor. Taylor Road, a lot of congestion there around East Chase on down to Vaughn Road. And East Boulevard and East South Boulevard are two busiest boulevards at the moment. Buckle up and drive carefully. No major problems still this afternoon anywhere. Whether your credit is good or bad, a home equity loan is just a phone call away. Call MCS, the Mortgage and Loan Center in Wetumpka, 567-9000. That's 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors & More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
Governor Ivey is being sued in federal court over rules surrounding the Alabama Real Estate Appraisers Board. The Pacific Legal Foundation has launched that lawsuit on behalf of the American Alliance for Equal Rights. Alabama state law requires that of the 9 members on the Alabama Real Estate Appraisers Board, 2 of those board members must be of a minority race. The PLF is now challenging those racial classifications and preferences. This comes after a Prattville resident is currently barred from serving on the board despite her qualifications, and that is all due to the fact that she's not a member of a racial minority group. The PLF wants the court to declare this racial mandate a violation of the Equal Protection Clause, and they argue that this person will never receive equal consideration as long as that racial quota remains. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
A 95-year-old woman is identified as the victim of a house fire in Somerville. 95-year-old Elizabeth Maxwell was home alone at the time that the fire broke out. Multiple agencies responded to that fire on Monday morning. A new fire station is in the works for Nakalula Falls. The city of Gadsden is funding this whole effort. The new station is to be built before the campground projects are finished and reopened to the public. The station will also have a police sub-precinct station attached. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The grass is starting to grow, and you need to mow right now with 0% for 42 months. Retail financing on new Hustler zero-turn mowers. That's right. Qualified buyers can enjoy 0% for 42 months on qualifying Hustler zero-turn mowers. Come into Diesel Ace Hardware and get that Hustler Turf zero-turn lawnmower you've been dreaming of. They're located on US 31 North, just off the Pine Level exit. Qualified buyers with minimum purchase. Other restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit clarkcomfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. All in all, great weather news for this week's weather. Even the nights are starting to moderate. Clear skies, not quite as cold. Overnight low temperature down to about 37. Tomorrow, the warming trend continues with a high temperature in the lower 70s for Wednesday, middle 70s for Thursday, lots of sunshine, and the risk of showers holding off, I think, till Thursday night, maybe into Friday morning early. And really not much rain, and then dry weather returning for the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Tell you what, friends, if your day is dragging, hang out with David Blackman for a minute, and the clock spins like a propeller. We're already down to our last couple of minutes. Barely enough time to dive into another interesting topic. The New York Times reports that Trump haters are getting burned out from all the hate. It's about time.
Yeah, it turns out hating like that, like they do, consumes a lot of energy, and emotional turmoil has many of them reporting to be fatigued with all the TDS they've been going through.
On top of that, at some point, some of them are wondering, well, I don't like the guy, but what did he do? Even
right. I mean, you would think, you know, some of them would have that thought process, yes.
Even the worst. How can they feel good about what happened in that real estate trial? He's the first, not just the first president, the first American ever to be convicted of paying a loan off on time with interest.
Yeah.
Because
he had the banks he supposedly defrauded testifying on his behalf in the trial, saying they wish they could do more business with it.
Yeah, the fix was in. The fix was in. Yeah. And it's beyond contempt, the whole mess. And does it ever end? Were you able to give some thought, David, to when you might be able to join us again?
Yeah, Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah. Yay.
All right. And this
Thursday
time,
at 4.
This
right?
time.
Yeah.
Right, because we have Mark. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Thursday now. It's only 2 days away.
Yeah.
There will be no shortage of things to talk about.
There never is, man. And I learned so much. You got a great sense of humor. This is the best. I so appreciate it. As you leave, one more time, your blog address so people can find you and enjoy your work and support your cause.
Sure. It's davidblackman.substack.com for politics, blackman.substack.com for energy.
All righty, my friend. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
Cool.
Awesome. It is 4:45, and we have a guest joining us in just a couple of minutes.
Hello, Montgomery County. This is Justin Costanza, candidate for County Commission. I'm proud to have been raised right here in Montgomery, attending Montgomery Catholic, and now serving as its school president. I understand the values and needs of our community like no one else. Vote Justin Costanza, District 3 County Commissioner. Working hard to serve our community and improve the lives of its residents is not new to me. Join me and vote March 5th to put faith, service, and leadership into office. Don't forget to cast your vote for Justin Costanza in the Republican primary on March 5th. Paid for by the Justin Costanza Campaign, P.O. Box 3961, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to the Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on the Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th, for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. Kevin Costner's divorce is finalized. She gets his money from baseball hat movies. He gets his money from cowboy hat movies. Russia is developing a secret missile that can shoot down satellites. For more details, watch every James Bond movie. A new study says movie theater seats can have 14 times more bacteria than a toilet seat. And thanks to the latest handful of superhero movies, there's just as much crap coming off the screen. And a class at the University of Iowa is using Pokemon Go to teach math. Just in case you're wondering why you don't have your flying car yet. This is not headline news.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight. A chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
All right, everybody, listen up. Time to get in shape. Time to... When I was in New Orleans, my daughter surprised me. Because on Saturday, we had some breakfast. And then she says, I have a personal trainer. It's a place right up the street from her house, like less than 5 minutes away. And she's been going there. And she has felt fantastic. And with that, has started being more cautious. But you know, you invest the time to get into, lose weight, get in shape, whatever your goal is. You tend to be a little more cautious when you make that investment. Here to tell you that everything I just said is 100% true, we welcome the owner of Express Fitness, Kirk Anderson. Good to have you on with us.
Yeah, hey, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
I have been let's put it this way, since the first week of October, I've lost 32 pounds.
Fantastic.
I ride my bike daily, multiple miles. I did 10 yesterday, which is pretty good since I'm past age 50.
Just a little.
Don't say it.
Just a little.
Me too.
Wow. Well, then I want to look like you because you're in great shape. Where is Express Fitness?
Well, we have 7 locations.
Oh.
Yep. Start north coming down. We're in Clanton, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, Pine Level. We've got 2 locations in Montgomery, including the newest in East Montgomery off Atlanta Highway.
That's the one I passed then.
Yeah.
That's right near my house.
There you go. Come see us.
I got to check that out.
Yeah.
I thought that business was the same name, but I just wanted to confirm that.
It is, yeah.
That's
24-hour access, key clubs. Come in when you want, leave when you want. We don't have large crowds.
So. Can you imagine the morning show if I stopped there for 15, 20 minutes before coming in? How on it I would be, how, you know, no wake-up process, just
alert.
Getting ready to go.
Yeah, and you continue to burn calories even after you leave.
Tell us about your background and how you came to open Express Fitness.
Yeah, well, spent 20 years in the mortgage business, and when it tanked in 08, I was looking for something else, and have always been into the gym, and had an opportunity to start. We started in Millbrook, and then Prattville shortly after that, and kept seeing needs in different communities, and opened up as needed.
Nobody ever wants to meet an overweight owner of a fitness place. And I can promise you with Express Fitness, that is hardly the case. Do you have personal trainers there? Do you have, what kind of equipment?
We have trainers. We have strength and cardio equipment as well as free weights. Again, it's 24-hour access to all of it. So you come in when you want, you leave when you want. You're not on somebody else's schedule. We don't have long-term contracts. We don't have annual maintenance fees. So it's a kind of gym where it's more of a neighborhood-type gym as opposed to a big franchise, the big boxes that can get overcrowded and kind of prevent us from going. A lot of people fall off their routines when they have to wait in crowds or lines or wait for equipment. So we can get you in quick, fast, convenient. It's affordable, so you can. It takes all the excuses off the table for you. It really does.
That's just what we need. And let me ask you this: let's say you walk in, you Express Fitness, and you have a specific goal. I want to lose weight off the front, or I want to firm up a certain part of my body. Can you devise a program of what machines to use and how long without having to do the personal trainer
thing? Yeah, absolutely. We offer free equipment orientations to make sure people know how to use all the equipment. We're there to help. If we see somebody looking at a piece of equipment too long, we're going to approach them and kind of give them a refresher on how it works. But it covers you. We've got machines that cover you head to toe.
All right, now, I'm going to do something very personal here. I'm going to ask Kirk a question, but I don't want you to hear it. So enjoy this music for a minute, and then we'll come right back. My question's been very, I think you're going to be seeing me over there at Atlanta Highway.
We'd love to have you.
Because my listeners know that I rarely, rarely ever discuss anything personal. So I love everything you've had to say about this because, like you said, the big franchises, and nobody wants, I think your everyday person that would like to lose a little weight, make a particular part of their body a little firmer, there's an intimidation that goes on in some of those bigger places.
There is. It's a
the gym rats.
It's a thing.
And there's nothing wrong with being a gym rat, but when you're flaunting it and everybody else looks at you and feels and goes slinking out the door like, wow, I think that environment is very healthy and encouraging.
It is. It's very encouraging. It's typically not a gym where people come and camp out for hours at a time. Mm-hmm. It's not a see and be seen kind of a place. You're not stepping over tripods and selfie sticks and this kind of a thing. People are more serious about just coming in, getting a fast and convenient workout, and getting on with their day, which in turn keeps you in your routine. Convenience is the key to consistency, and if you can get in and out of your gym in a timely fashion and it's close to the house or work, that's another nice thing about us having 7 locations in the area. If you work in Prattville and live in Montgomery or vice versa, you have access to all of the gyms. So you can go to lunch and catch a workout, or if you're at home on the weekends, you can grab a workout at that location. So it really keeps you in your routine.
ExpressFitness24.com is the address. We're talking to Kirk Anderson, owner of a place that's sounding more appealing to me by the minute.
Yeah, great.
Seriously, now I work 2 shows a day. It's not really work, it's fun, but don't tell anybody I said that. But I needed to do something a few years ago, and I got a bike for my birthday, and I have been really good. I'd say over the last 3.5 years, about 95% of the days I've ridden at least some mileage, and some days I'll have a day like yesterday where it was beautiful and I did 10. But is that same? And I built up to that. The first time I rode the bike, I hadn't ridden a bike in years, I thought my thighs were going to explode from cramps. Call me Crampa. So I thought, wow, this isn't good. But what I did was I just went out. You go in one day, even if you do 5 minutes the first time you go to Express Fitness, you start, you make that initial investment, then build up from there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And everybody's at a different level. You don't have to come in and kill it every time. Some folks just come in for a 20 or 30 minute workout just to keep them on their routine. Days they have more time, you might catch an hour. But the main thing, you know, I kind of joke, and I'm not joking, sort of. I'll point to the front door and say, that's the hardest machine in here. Right?
Yeah, that's great.
It is. You know,
I love that.
You got to get in the habit of turning into the parking lot, coming through the door. And when you come into a gym, eventually you click into mode, and you don't have the distractions of home or some of the mega gyms. You can really focus right on your workout, and that keeps you consistent.
All right, just one more time. I'm going to ask Kirk a question off the air. So enjoy this music while I ask him this question. He says, yes, I can. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, great.
I'm going to be there. I have got to have this experience. Boy, oh boy, Rosie. You'll be able to tell all your friends you're working with this hunk. I'm a hunk of something.
And a lot of people like cardio, bikes, jogging outside, but we do need to use the muscles. We need to get blood into the muscles to keep the density or growth or whatever your goal is.
You know, and just by building up and getting out on a daily basis, I'm actually pretty proud of the shape my legs are in.
Yeah.
But it doesn't happen overnight, so you've got to, I think people have to give themselves time. You can't conquer the world the first time in, but if you're consistent, you will start to see the results.
It will. And getting in consistently, every day you leave a little bit better.
All right. It's Express Fitness 24. Kirk Anderson, the owner, has been our guest here on the Business Break. ExpressFitness24.com is the web address. And I hope you check it out, because I absolutely plan to. And I'm so glad that they arranged for you to come and visit us today. I'd like you to come back.
Yeah, man, love to, anytime. Thanks for having me on.
Tell me if I'm actually making some improvement.
I'll hold you accountable.
That's what we all need. You know, somebody who cares enough to hold us accountable, but doesn't berate us if we're, you know, just... Got to have that. Got to have that carrot. Thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I look forward to seeing you.
Express Fitness 24. I am going to check that out. And it's on the way home. What excuse do you have? The last time I was diligent in a gym, Rosie, was when I lived in the condo in Miami. It was a fancy place we had. The eighth floor was entirely a workout gym. We had saunas and all kinds of stuff in there. And there was no excuse, because the elevator stopped at the eighth floor. You get out, you go in, get back in the elevator, go up. So this is the next best thing to that. And that's, and for me, in a number of years.
Yeah.
That we will not name. Take care, Kirk.
Yeah,
thanks so much. All righty, we are getting ready for the 5 o'clock hour already. Holy cow, did it get here fast. Brant McDonald's going to join us to talk about your money. Right now, we're going to talk about your traffic with Skipper.
Well, we are very busy all over Montgomery this afternoon. Got a lot of traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Right now, the interchange is just really busy. A lot of folks are getting off work in Montgomery, hitting the interstate. 65 northbound to Prattville and Millbrook loaded up, as well as 85 northbound out of Montgomery past East Boulevard, Bell and Taylor. And we've got a lot of traffic around the boulevard this afternoon. We had an accident earlier on Northeast Boulevard right near Twain Curve. Please use caution there. Buckle up. Be safe out there. If we have any other accidents, we will pass them along to you. When you need the best equipment, Thompson Tractor has everything from compact construction to heavy-duty machines. With over 65 years of service, Thompson Tractor's on Highway 80 off I-85. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Technology stocks led Wall Street broadly lower as chipmaker NVIDIA pulled back ahead of its earnings report this week. The S&P 500 fell 0.6%. The benchmark index coming off only its second losing week in the last 16. NVIDIA, which has